This is the reading for March 28th. Psalm 87. The Lord built Jerusalem on the holy mountain. He loves its gates more than any other place in Israel. City of God, wonderful things are said about you. God says, I will put Egypt and Babylonia on the list of nations that know me. People from Philistia, Tyre, and Cush will be born there. They will say about Jerusalem, this one and that one were born there. God Most High will strengthen her. The Lord will keep a list of the nations. He will note, this person was born there. They will dance and sing. All good things come from Jerusalem. Deuteronomy 19. When the Lord your God gives you land that belongs to the other nations, nations that he will destroy, you will force them out and live in their cities and houses. Then choose three cities in the middle of the land the Lord your God is giving you as your own. Build roads to these cities and divide the land the Lord is giving you into three parts so that someone who kills another person may run to these cities. This is the rule for someone who kills another person and runs to one of these cities in order to save his life. But the person must have killed a neighbor without meaning to, not out of hatred. For example, suppose someone goes into the forest with a neighbor to cut wood and swings an axe to cut down a tree. If the axe head flies off the handle, hitting and killing the neighbor, the one who killed him may run to one of these cities to save his life. Otherwise, the dead person's relative who has the duty of punishing a murderer might be angry and chase him. If the city is far away, the relative might catch and kill the person, even though he should not be killed because there was no intent to kill his neighbor. This is why I command you to choose these three cities. Carefully obey all these laws I'm giving you today. Love the Lord your God and always do what he wants you to do. Then the Lord your God will enlarge your land as he promised your ancestors, giving you the whole land he promised to them. After that, choose three more cities of safety so that innocent people will not be killed in your land, the land that the Lord your God is giving you as your own. By doing this, you will not be guilty of allowing the death of innocent people. But if a person hates his neighbor and, after hiding and waiting, attacks and kills him, and then runs to one of these cities for safety, the older leaders of his own city should send for the murderers. They should bring the person back from the city of safety and hand him over to the relative who has the duty of punishing the murderer. Show no mercy. You must remove from Israel the guilt of murdering innocent people so that things will go well for you. Do not move the stone that marks the border of your neighbor's land, which people long ago set in place. It marks what you inherit in the land the Lord your God is giving you as your own. One witness is not enough to accuse a person of a crime or sin. A case must be proved by two or three witnesses. If a witness lies and accuses a person of a crime, the two people who are arguing must stand in the presence of the Lord before the priests and judges who are on duty. The judges must check the matter carefully. The witness who is a liar, lying about a fellow Israelite, must be punished. He must be punished in the same way the other person would have been punished. You must get rid of the evil among you. The rest of the people will hear about this and be afraid, and no one among you will ever do such an evil thing again. Show no mercy. A life must be paid for a life, an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, a hand for a hand, a foot for a foot. Deuteronomy 20. When you go to war against your enemies and you see horses and chariots and an army that is bigger than yours, don't be afraid of them. The Lord your God who brought you out of Egypt will be with you. The priest must come and speak to the army before you go into battle. He will say, "Listen, Israel, today you are going into battle against your enemies. Don't lose your courage or be afraid. Don't panic or be frightened because the Lord your God goes with you to fight for you against your enemies and to save you." The officer should say to the army, "Has anyone built a new house but not given it to God? He may go home because he might die in battle and someone else would get to give his house to God. Has anyone planted a vineyard and not begun to enjoy it? He may go home because he might die in battle and someone else would enjoy his vineyard. Is any man engaged to a woman and not yet married to her? He may go home because he might die in battle and someone else would marry her." Then the officers should also say, "Is anyone here afraid? Has anyone lost his courage? He may go home so that he will not cause others to lose their courage too." When the officers finish speaking to the army, they should appoint commanders to lead it. When you march up to attack a city, first make them an offer of peace. If they accept your offer and open their gates to you, all the people of that city will become your slaves and work for you. But if they do not make peace with you and fight you in battle, you should surround that city. The Lord your God will give it to you. Then kill all the men with your swords, and you may take everything else in the city for yourselves. Take the women, children, and animals, and you may use these things the Lord your God gives you from your enemies. Do this to all the cities that are far away that do not belong to the nations nearby. But leave nothing alive in the cities of the land the Lord your God is giving you. Completely destroy these people, the Hittites, Amorites, Canaanites, Perizzites, Hivites, and Jebusites, as the Lord your God has commanded. Otherwise, they will teach you what they do for their gods, and if you do these hateful things, you will sin against the Lord your God. If you surround and attack a city for a long time trying to capture it, do not destroy its trees with an axe. You can eat the fruit from the trees, but do not cut them down. These trees are not the enemy, so don't make war against them. But you may cut down trees that you know are not fruit trees and use them to build devices to attack the city walls until the city is captured.